Welcome to the Sober Cube podcast.
Hi, my name's Anthony and I am an alcoholic. This is a step two question. What convinced us to try AA's 12-step program? For the last few years of my drinking, I'd been trying things like taking breaks from drinking, speaking to doctors and psychs about what I might be able to do, where there was such sage advice as try starting later in the day or keep it for the weekends. When I was able to take breaks from drinking, I felt like I had it under control, but when the breaks ended and I picked up another drink, it became longer and longer before I was able to stop again, and then the time between drinks got fewer and fewer days. In my last 12 months of drinking, I felt I was pretty much out of control. I looked at a number of other interventions. I'd tried looking into Smart Recovery. I'd tried using the Daybreak app as a way to start a community kind of discussion and get support that way, but none of it ever worked for me to the same degree that AA did. AA was not somewhere that I wanted to end up, because as far as I was aware, it was a religious organisation and I did not want to be indoctrinated. I did not want to be brainwashed. I managed to basically hit my rock bottom after being drunk in a public place with two of my children. It resulted in my wife at the time having to come pick me up. And the next morning, she put in front of me a list of nearby meetings, which included one at a church. So I went along, and as much as I did not want to be there, I knew I was out of options. I walked into the door of the church, and the person who greeted me said, "Come on in and don't mind the God stuff." And for me, that was exactly the welcome I needed. It took me a little while to kind of realize that the person who was chairing the meeting wasn't a priest. And the other thing that really confounded me was that people were talking about being sober for decades. That didn't make sense to me on that first day. But now, having seen these people live their lives, seeing how they interact with each other, I can see that they are happy and contented people. And that was something that I absolutely wanted. And so what I was told was, in order to manage my sobriety, I also needed to look at my spiritual health too. And in order to do this, I needed to follow the 12 steps. So I was on board because I really wanted to be free of this burden I'd placed on myself around my drinking, and AA was the place that I was going to find out how to do that. And I'm nearly 2.5 years sober, and I am one very grateful sober alcoholic. Thanks for asking me to share.
If you would like to share your experience on a recovery question, visit the Sober Cube podcast website at soberq.com. Thanks for listening.